Finally, tonight to Mexico and a personal look at the United States' neighbor to the south through the eyes of a journalist. Margaret Warner has more.
Mexico is a country of riches and promise, now the second fastest growing economy in Latin America. Yet it is plagued by violence and corruption fueled by the drug trade that has killed some 80,000 people in the past decade. A new book by Dallas Morning News correspondent Alfredo Corchado seeks to understand why. Corchado was brought to the United States as a small boy, yet in 1994 he felt drawn to return to Mexico as a journalist. His new book, Midnight in Mexico, a reporter's journey through a country's descent into darkness, draws on his nearly 20 years of reporting there and on his personal relationship with his birthland. Alfredo Corchado joins me now, and welcome.
Thank you.
Last time we saw each other was Mexico City.
Right before the elections.
Now, the book opens with this harrowing tale of you getting a phone tip from a source saying that someone is about to kill an American journalist in the next 24 hours, and your source is convinced it's you. Everyone tells you to get out of Mexico, and you stay to investigate. Why? What did you think you'd learn by trying to follow the thread of who was after you?
Well, you know, that was a real turning point. We left as I was only 6 years old when I left Mexico, and I always thought I would come back someday. And my mother felt that really the our prosperity, our opportunity lied in the United States. And I thought, well, Mexico is a country that has the potential to give back. So I wanted to go back to Mexico and prove my mother wrong. That evening I kept thinking, is my mother right? You know, why do I feel so betrayed by Mexico?
So what is your conclusion after all these years of coverage about why Mexico descended into this darkness of corruption and a drug trade and violence and killings?
Well, we had the big change in the year 2000. The opposition government for the first time took office. They kicked out the regime, which had governed Mexico for 21 years. So you have the power going from a central power to more to the state level. And suddenly, I think organized crime just took advantage of that power vacuum and the monster came out, if you will.
You also, a persistent theme in this book has to do with the Mexican character, and you've just flicked at that a little bit talking about your mother, but you describe a kind of fatalism, and it reappears. What do you mean by that?
You know, as a kid growing up in the U.S., you hear so much about Mexico and the Mexican character. Is it a cultural of corruption? Is it part of our genes? I live in Mexico City, but I spent a lot of time on the U.S.-Mexico border. El Paso is one of the safest cities in the United States, yet Ciudad Juarez for many years was marked as one of the most violent cities. So I think I've always, you know, been skeptical about that. You know, is it really a culture? Is it a fatalism? Or is it really a lack of rule of law? Is it weak institutions? And that's something that has always been a source of, you know, my curiosity as a journalist.
And so what have you concluded?
I've concluded that sometimes amid the worst moments in Mexico, I've seen the best of Mexicans, and I've seen a resilient spirit. I've seen a people fighting to really construct communities, oftentimes from the ruins of what we've seen in the last few years. 100,000 people either kill or disappear. But people, I think in some ways, the violence has brought people together, and it's kind of made them try to hold government much more accountable than they've done in the past.
Now Mexico really does have this rising middle class. I think net migration is down to zero, at least between Mexico and the U.S. There are civil society groups. Do you take any hope in these trends that the sort of balance will shift? And you will have stronger institutions, and you will have citizens saying, no, we need better here.
You know, I often feel like, as a journalist, covering Mexico is like covering two countries. There's that troubled side of Mexico, the country where the violence is there. But there's also, I think, a much more prosperous side of Mexico. I often think, as an American, that someday Americans will miss Mexicans because the birth rate, you know, has gone from 7 to 2. You don't see Mexicans migrating. It's interesting. I was just in a region in central Mexico. I asked them, I said, do you have the same desire to migrate like other generations? They say, well, you know, if I do, it's more out of curiosity than out of necessity. And I think someday there will be a time when Americans will say, where are the Mexicans?
But, I mean, within Mexico, Mexico has a new president now, Enrique Peña Nieto. Do you see any kind of new era dawning, or do you think that the two worlds, the two Mexicos, will continue to have to coexist? That is, the prosperous, rising middle-class economy and this whole other hugely profitable, hugely corrosive underbelly.
I think if you ask most Mexicans, I mean, they want the other shining. They want that central part of Mexico to become much more of a replicate of other parts of the country. But I think as long as you have the security challenges, the economic potential, the prosperity will be undermined by those challenges. I mean, I think in the end, you know, the question is, can Mexico have peace without justice? And that's as a journalist, I mean, I think the next few years will be the most fascinating time to cover. Just how much have Mexicans really changed? I mean, can they hold the old regime accountable?
And so you're staying.
I'm staying. It's not that I have a death wish. I'm staying because I really believe in the Mexicans themselves. And I believe that the story has to be told. And I hope that the book, I hope that my reporting continues to serve, hopefully, as a bridge of understanding between the two countries.
Alfredo Corchado, author of Midnight in Mexico. Thanks.
Thank you, Margaret.